The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Zeppelin to start your Monday morning. This is the Joe Piscopo Show. I'm Frank Morano here with Al Gattulo. Joe's going to be back tomorrow. He's in Beverly Hills. You never know where Joe is going to be. You know, right. Jersey, New York, Beverly Hills.
Took some cool video over the weekend. Him and his daughter on Rodeo Drive.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice. You know what? I actually am starting to feel a little bit like Joe Piscopo because, you know, I'm all over the place myself. Next week, beginning on Friday, actually this week, I'm going to be on a cruise all over the place, and then
I like how you don't want to give your location.
Yeah, well, you know,
somebody's going to find
you. I don't remember the whole itinerary. You know me. I don't care. I don't care. I'll tell people. I'm at 111 Broadway, third floor, right now. Stalkers, right. Fans, you're all welcome.
And, you know, haters. Not like, well, there's better security now.
Yes,
if you come overnight.
Is, there yeah, is, there is. Right. But, you know, it's funny. People oftentimes ask the question, where in the world is Frank Morano? Because you just never know where I'm going to be. I'm on buses. I'm in Atlantic City. I'm on ferries. I'm all over the place. And that reminds me, when I was working at another radio station, we'd do this promotion where I would walk around Empire City Casino for an hour, and listeners would try to have to find me. Right. And if they found me, they'd win a prize. And people would ask the question, where in the world is Frank Morano?
Didn't work.
Yeah, well, but they would trust me. They would ask that question. Where in the world is Frank Morano? So I had a really cool kind of sounder prepared there. But that's neither.
It was an a cappella in the. A rockapella from Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
It was. Actually.
That joke fizzled out pretty quick.
It was.
I love the buildup to it. It was a great buildup. You were very excited about it. You were like, and where in the world is
exactly,
Frank Morano?
Exactly. It didn't work out for me.
Sorry.
But hopefully it'll work out for you. Now, what I was going to say is, so I was in Florida over the weekend for...
How was the weather?
It was actually, aside from yesterday, which was a bit overcast, on Saturday it was pretty nice. Yesterday rained most of the day, but that's okay. You know, we got nice weather on Saturday. I was there for my stepmother's 60th birthday, and, you know, really was just in Animal Kingdom.
Like a private party at the Animal Kingdom?
Well,
or just...
we went out to dinner on Saturday night. There were about 40 or 50.
So your stepmom's a big fan of Disney.
Yeah, my dad too. They have a timeshare there, and so it was nice to be able to connect with everybody. You know, one thing I've always wondered, and I'm going to ask you about this, and then, you know, we'll open it up to the listeners. And by the way, speaking of Florida, coming up in about 20 minutes, we're going to talk with John Gambling, who is now a Florida resident. I'm going to ask his take on Mike Bloomberg giving a speech in Florida. But what I was going to say is what I noticed when we arrived from going from LaGuardia Airport to Orlando is people on the airplane did something that I think is pretty uniquely New York, which is when the plane landed in Orlando, they clapped.
Ugh.
Now, I always kind of like that. I find that a very New York thing. But I didn't clap because it's been a while since I've been on a plane. I forgot that you're supposed to do that, right?
No, you're not supposed to do
that. So then, when we arrived back from Orlando to LaGuardia, I said, okay, I'm ready. I'm gonna clap. I'm going to applaud.
Let me guess. Wait, you were the only person who clapped.
No one clapped. So my question is...
This is my point.
Why do people...
Yay for the pilot doing his job. Let's do that for the Starbucks barista. Yay for the Starbucks barista for making my coffee. Really?
Well, how about the bus driver?
Yeah, yay
well, you're much
for getting
more
me
likely
to my destination
to
you know,
an accident.
In one piece. That's ridiculous. No, if it's a turbulent flight, I think there's a difference.
But why?
Here. I think
why do people do that? It's only New York area airports that
I have no idea. But I think if it's a turbulent flight or a turbulent landing, you know, something like that, I can understand, you know, applauding like, hey, wow, great job by the pilot. You know, nobody got sick or whatever. But to clap because he did his job, landing the plane on the runway.
I do like it. Tell me if you like it as well.
I like thanking the pilot, though. Usually when you're walking out in the pilot's area,
I thank the bus driver when he drives me off in the morning.
Do you really?
I do. I honestly do. And it's very curious. Some bus drivers, especially way early in the morning, 4 o'clock.
They don't say a word, right?
Some are really kind and really friendly. Oh. Others are just so incredibly grumpy. There's a wide dichotomy.
Well, they don't want to be up that early.
Exactly.
Do you do it for the evening driver?
Yes.
And are they friendly most of the time?
Most of the time they are, as a matter of fact. So, but you know what? You just never know. You never know. But it is what it is. So anyway, we're going to talk with John Gambling coming up at 8:25.
I say thank you to my driver when I pull up to my spot here in the morning.
What do you mean? You drive
right.
Yourself.
I say thank you, Al, for getting me here.
You are ridiculous. but anyway, I went down to Florida not only for my stepmother's birthday, but to show solidarity with an old friend of mine who was arrested on Thursday. And believe it or not, now this is a real legendary New York broadcaster who I got to know really well when I was producing the morning show on another radio station. And this was the Curtis and Kubi morning show. And if you looked at who was on this show, you had Kubi, who was a real rebel, right? You had Curtis, who, you know, his mouth has literally gotten him shot at various times over the years. You had me, who's a little bit of a troublemaker. We were always in trouble. Right, I remember one meeting we had. We were getting yelled at by Phil Boyce, who was our boss back then and is now.
Good. Bring this
up. He got so frustrated with us that he literally banged his forehead on the table in front of him. He said, "Pardon me while I bang my head against my desk." But the problem was Phil had a newspaper on his desk, so it ended up having black newsprint on his forehead for the rest of the meeting while he's screaming at us. So we have to take him seriously while he's yelling at us, while he's got, it looks like Ash Wednesday.
Right.
But so, believe it or not, the very first person to get suspended on that show, for reasons that I won't go into now, but it's not a secret, I'm happy to discuss it at a later date, was Warner Wolf. So Warner Wolf is apparently maintaining his reputation as the bad boy of broadcasting because this is a pretty fascinating story. Warner Wolf was arrested on Thursday in Florida. Now, he was on our show Monday, right around this time, right after the Super Bowl, and he was arrested on Thursday for destruction of property. And a lot of people thought that the nature of the defacing of the property was him spray painting foul pole with the words fair pole.
Oh,
but apparently that was
stop.
Not
that's
the
terrible.
Case.
And by the way, yes, he got arrested, but he did turn himself in.
He did, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't like the cops came banging on. Right. It wasn't like the FBI sent 15 agents to Roger Stone's house.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, let's be fair.
That would have been great.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me tell you why my friend Warner Wolf, who was caught, of all things, on videotape. Let me tell you why Warner Wolf was arrested. So he turned himself in. This is the strangest thing I've ever seen. He lives in a community in East Naples,
gated
Florida.
Community, I'm
okay,
sure.
Gated community, right? So what he did was, on Thursday, he broke letters off a sign at the entrance of Classics Plantation Estates in East Naples. He broke off the letters of the word plantation. And he's now facing a felony charge of criminal mischief, not a misdemeanor charge, a felony charge. That means potentially over a year in prison, according to the sheriff's office down there. In monthly meetings with the Classics Plantation Estates Homeowners Association, Warner has spoken about the word plantation. According to the property manager, quote, he had his opinions about how it was a racist word, and he didn't feel that it should be in the name of the community, although plenty of communities around Florida use that name.
Sure.
So surveillance video, and again, very ironic that Warner got caught on the videotape. Surveillance video shows a man matching Warner's description, removing the word plantation from the sign with a tool. He drove up to the gate at Classics Plantation and handed the security guard the broken plantation letters that were removed from the sign with instructions to give them to the property manager, according to the report. So he's been released after posting a $5,000 bond. So he was not in hiding.
Right.
This was all done very brazenly.
Right, and they called him and they said, exactly, look, you need to turn yourself in, and he did. What I don't seem to understand is, and obviously in the story it talks about how he has been going through this with the Homeowners Association for a few months. This is not something new. What I don't understand is, why did he have to take it upon himself to do it when they told him not to do it? And that is probably why it's a felony charge as opposed to a misdemeanor, because they probably warned him, if you do something like this, we're going to arrest you to the fullest extent of the law.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're exactly right. But the curious thing to me is, if the word plantation is offensive to you, and again, I invited Warner to come on the radio this morning to talk with us, but he indicated that he was unavailable. If the word plantation is, or not able to talk about this, if the word plantation is offensive to you, why would you move to a community that has the word plantation in the title? Now,
He's been there for a number of years.
Yeah, he's been there, I think, about 4 or 5 years now, right? So if you don't like what a community's named, wouldn't you just not move there? Do you know how many
people... He did describe it as paradise.
He did, on Monday. So you know how many people are refusing to move into buildings that have the word Trump in the title? Now, that's okay. Who cares?
Yeah, that's your
prerogative. Yeah, right.
Sure.
But what I do have a problem with, and again, I hate to not side with Warner on this, but what I do have a problem with is you moving to a community that has a name, unless they changed it after he moved there, which I don't think is the case. Moving to a community that has a name and deciding the name's offensive and then breaking the name off.
Right.
That's what's a little curious to me. I want to open this up to our Joe Piscopo Show jury. Let's say you're a juror on the Wolf trial.
We have an inactive juror.
Yeah, we have at least one inactive juror listening.
Right.
We're going to activate the rest of you. Let's say you're a juror on the Wolf trial, right? And he's charged with a felony for criminal mischief, breaking off the word plantation. How do you find him? 877-970-2999. Guilty or not guilty? 877-970-2999.
Here's the other thing. Was he embarrassed to tell his friends where he lived? Like, are you going to come visit me? I'm at the, it has a bad name on the front of it. Or maybe some of his friends said, I'm not visiting you there because I find that name offensive. Like, wouldn't you have done your research? If it really offended you, like you said, that badly...
Yeah,
there are other
there.
Gated communities.
Yeah, they're all over.
In Naples, Florida. Like, wouldn't you have moved
to
another
one? That's so odd. Again, this is why I wanted Warner to come on the radio with us, because I want to side with Warner no matter what, right? But sometimes Warner's always.
Now, if you're telling me that people in the community are racist or whatever, and they put this name up there or whatever, that's different.
No, it's different if he moved there and it was called, Springs Village, and then they changed the name.
Sunny Village or something, right, and they changed the name.
To put plantation in there. But what do you think? Where in the world is Warner Wolf? He's currently at large. He's free.
He's not at large.
He's at large.
He's in his home in a name that he finds offensive.
The funny thing is, when I got to Florida, my phone, as soon as you turn it on when the airplane lands, my phone was blowing up. I'm getting text messages.
Well, you got mine.
I got yours. Yeah. I got text messages from lawyers.
I even posted it on your Facebook.
Yeah, right. I got text messages from lawyers saying, does Warner need representation?
Get out of here. Really?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. It was really quite something. It was really quite something. I was quite surprised.
Maybe the lawyer thing doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, exactly. They're always something. 877-970-2999. Tell me what you think. How Warner Wolf should be, guilty or not guilty on this one? Let's begin with Tom on Staten Island. Hello there, Tom.
Oh, good morning. The only thing I do believe is he could charged. You know, like a $200 ticket or something like that. He shouldn't get put in prison for a year or something like that. I mean, he shouldn't do that to a sign. Then you get charged for that, just like a fine. That's all.
Yeah, but Tom, it turns out they're charging him with a felony, probably because they warned him not to do this, and he went ahead and did it anyway. That's why it's not a misdemeanor and it's a felony here. He was probably warned not to do it because he's had subsequent meetings about this. Then they catch him on video.
Well, then make it a big fine. Charge him $10,000.
Well, that's possible. They may do that.
Yeah, they may do that. They may plead bargain it down.
Yeah, usually these
and again, it's just my opinion.
Well, I mean, that goes without saying, Tom. Obviously, thank you. All right, we're going to stay in the state of Florida, in the Sunshine State, when we talk with John Gambling next to get his take on this whole thing. The former mayor of New York City, Mike Bloomberg, was in Florida on Friday unloading both barrels on Donald Trump. So John Gambling has been on the radio with both of those guys for a long time, been personal friends with both of those guys for a long time. So it's going to be interesting to see his take on this whole thing and on Wolfgate. If you want to comment on anything we're talking about, you're welcome to do so at 877-970-2999.
By the way, full disclosure, Arthur Idala was not the lawyer looking for.
Well, there were several lawyers.
Yes.
Arthur was not one of them.
Not one of them. We want to make that clear to our audience.
Oh, yeah. Arthur may be an ambulance chaser.
He just texted me to let me know that.
But he is not a wolf chaser.
Right.
All right. John Gambling joins me next. Debbie Duhame, what did you make of Warner's arrest?
I'm actually very surprised that he would do that. You know, I mean, Warner is such a phenomenal person, but I guess it finally got on his nerves enough that he just.
Yeah, but that sounds something like my mother would do in her community. Like she's gone up against the board and stuff from time to time. I could see her doing something like that and then going, "Oh, it wasn't me," you know. So I could see
that. Well, it's just unfortunate because Warner is such a great person.
Oh, he's great. Now, will you visit Warner in prison if he ends up?
Yes, I would definitely. I would be there in a heartbeat. I absolutely adore him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's great.
I hope he doesn't go to jail. That would be horrible. Good morning to you, Frank. Good morning, Al. Good morning, everybody. Let's take it out to the Staten Island Expressway eastbound at Clove Road. It's an accident. Then you're busy right out toward the Verrazano Bridge. Cross Bronx is still closed. Westbound getting out toward Webster Ave. It's this ongoing accident investigation involved a fatality. Happened overnight, and again, everything closed. Cross Bronx West getting out toward Webster Ave. Eastbound side, that's completely reopened. Let's see what's happening right now as you head over to the Palisades Parkway South, exit 14, accident in Stony Point, and some stop-and-go traffic here, southbound thruway right into the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound GWB, still about an hour to the upper, and still about 25 to the lower level. Lincoln 40, Holland 35. Sponsored by MedExpress Urgent Care. Beat symptoms to the punch this winter with convenient walk-in care from MedExpress. With everything from strep tests to flu shots, treatment for fevers, viruses, and more, MedExpress is here to help you stay ahead of sick. Cloudy today, high of 39. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager has a message for liberals.
That liberals are so stupid as to not realize what Alan Dershowitz realizes, that they're the enemy of liberalism is the left. Your foolishness is jeopardizing the future of the greatest experiment in liberty in human history, the United States of America, because you don't understand the left is your enemy.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the Smart Way to Buy. .com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, if Wonder Wolf really wanted to do something nice, instead of vandalizing offensive signs, he could have forked over some money to charity. And if you're charity-minded, why not consider the charities and causes that you care about most and create a plan that fulfills your wishes after you're gone? Now, this can be done in two ways. One is to establish your philanthropic plan so that it serves your interests and protects your assets. The second is to think about how you can include your favorite organizations in your will and trust. Connors and Sullivan's lawyers are going to help you create a philanthropic plan with wills and trusts specifically benefiting your favorite charities and causes. Look, nobody likes to think about wills and trusts, especially not me. But the fact is, everybody needs to, and everybody needs a will, maybe even a trust. So it's important that you determine who gets what. So what I want you to do, if you are, let's say, flirting with eternity, schedule a free initial consultation with one of Connors and Sullivan's attorneys and discuss what's most important to you and where it will go, where your assets will go after you're gone. Connors and Sullivan's offices are in Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, and yes, you guessed it, in Staten Island. Call 718-238-6500. That's 718-238-6500 or visit ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Al. Thank you, Debbie. The guys are holding down the fort for you on AM 970. The Answer. Joe Piscopo, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, 827, as we talk about the 2020 presidential race, which is increasingly dominated by New Yorkers, Donald Trump, Kirsten Gillibrand, maybe even Bill de Blasio, certainly, Mike Bloomberg. We're talking with a man who was not only the voice of New York on three different radio stations for many, many years, but somebody that did the most New York thing that you can do, which is to move to Florida. Gives me a great deal of pleasure to welcome legendary New York radio talk show host, my very good friend, John Gambling. John, happy Monday. Thanks so much for coming on the radio with me.
Frank, you bet. I'm a little distressed, however, that I am the next guest after that commercial you had with Flirting with Eternity. It upsets me a little bit, but be that as it may, let's go on. Good morning.
All right. Good morning, John. First of all, do you want to comment on Warner Wolfgate, this shocking arrest of our former colleague Warner Wolf for defacing a sign in your new state of Florida?
Well, it seems a little much, and I saw that story a few days ago. I was surprised that it actually happened back in November, if I remember correctly. I feel badly for Warner because that picture that has been on the internet and in the newspapers, it looks like a mugshot almost. It's not the way you want to be remembered.
I think it is a mugshot, actually.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. It certainly looks like one. I don't think that's the way Warner wants to be remembered, in the orange jumpsuit, looking a little haggard. You know, Warner, I know Warner. I've known Warner virtually forever. And he's a wonderfully nice man. And I think he just got, his emotions got the better of him. It's too bad.
Yeah, that's for sure. So you remain also at liberty in Florida. You have not been arrested for anything down there at all, from what we can tell.
I wouldn't admit it to you anyway.
John, let me ask you about two fellas that you've known a little bit over the years, Mike Bloomberg and Donald Trump. Mike Bloomberg, of course, you did that great radio show on both WABC and WOR every Friday for about 12 years, and you got to know the mayor pretty well. He says by the end of this month, he's going to have a final decision on running for president. I know he's flirted with this before. Previous flirtations were with him running as an independent. This time, he seems to be inclined to run as a Democrat. Knowing the mayor pretty well and having the opportunity to observe him up close and personal as you did for so many years, do you think he's going to end up doing it this time around?
You know, Frank, I don't. I'm not 100% sure why I think that. It's just a sense that I have in watching his public appearances recently. I've gotten the sense that he doesn't quite have the energy, if you will, the spark that is now going through the Democratic Party. I'm not saying that in a positive way because I think it's ridiculous and miserable. But I think that at the moment, however, he's not going to get the traction that I think he needs and wants. And I wonder whether or not he is a exciting enough candidate for the rest of the country to embrace. As you know, when I was sitting with the mayor, and it was really one of the highlights of my career for 12 years to be able to excuse me to do that. But he wanted to run for president. I think he wants desperately to be president. I think that he has really great attributions, but I just don't think that America is ready for Mike Bloomberg.
Now, the interesting thing is, if you watch the speech that he gave at the 2016 Democratic Convention, and if you look at some of his other criticisms of Donald Trump, it seems not just that he disagrees with the president on policy, it seems very personal. Do you think this criticism of the president has something to do with a personal history beyond just politics?
I don't know the answer to that, Frank, but I know he doesn't like Donald Trump at all. I mean, he has no time for him whatsoever, has nothing good to say about him, even in the past. I don't want to get into confidences, but even in the past, he has indicated that he doesn't think much of Donald Trump. He's not alone in that particular boat these days by any stretch of the imagination. But it would be interesting to watch, but I just don't see it happening. I'll be honest with you. I was at a luncheon the other day where there was an international financier speaking, and I mean a guy who's got real gravitas in the world of economics and the like. And he asked the question of the room: how many people think that Donald Trump will be president again? And the majority of the hands went up. Now, granted, that particular group of people were probably more focused on Republican rather than Democrat. But I thought it was very, very interesting considering all of the noise. The other thing that I find fascinating is the fact that with the daily, every second hammering that the president takes in the media, his numbers are actually rising.
Mm.
He's at 50. He's at north of 50%. Unbelievable.
It really is. And you can't imagine him getting any worse media coverage than he is getting. One last question, though, with respect to Mike Bloomberg, as you alluded to maybe his sentiments, his ideology, his energy not being in line with where the momentum is within the Democratic Party, at least among Democratic primary voters. You see Mike Bloomberg opposing publicly the plan for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal, opposing Elizabeth Warren's plan for a wealth tax, opposing the kind of Bernie Sanders plan for a Medicare for all. You know, he's a pretty liberal guy by most measures, but even as liberal as he is, I wonder, it sounds like he's probably too moderate to get nominated by the present-day Democratic Party. Do you think that's the case?
Well, of all of those, I was about to use a word. I will bite my tongue. names that you just ticked off there. I mean, what planet are these people from? So I think there is a centering from Michael Bloomberg for the Democrats to maybe hang their hat on. You know, wait a minute. Most Americans don't buy the socialism garbage at all. I mean, they are appalled at even the thought. I thought the other night at the State of the Union address, Donald Trump, the president, you know, just hit it out of the park. When he looked at the Democrats, he looked into the television camera and he said, Americans, we will never be a socialist country. And, of course, got a standing round of applause, even from many of the Democrats. The cutaway shot of Bernie Sanders, he looked like Bill Belichick. I mean, God, he looked terrible.
Either that or Larry David comment. From Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, exactly so.
I wonder, when you've interviewed Donald Trump going back many, many years since he was first a personality on the scene. I know you attended his second wedding to Marla Maples. And I know when he first announced his candidacy, you were pretty outspoken, you know, in terms of questioning not only, you know, the seriousness of his candidacy, but the tone in which he was running. It sounds like you think he's doing a pretty good job so far.
Well, I like the results. I'm not sure I like the delivery. And I think that's what a lot of people are feeling and saying, that he's not an attractive candidate. I mean, he's not an attractive. You can't put your arms around Donald Trump and give him a big hug. He doesn't have that at all. And he has no intention now or no desire to have you feel that way. This is the way he works. He is absolutely direct. He doesn't take criticism. You can criticize him, but he's gonna slug you right in the face. And he's always been that way in the conversations I've had. I mean, he's always been pleasant to me, but I mean that in just a one-on-one. If you said, "Hey, wait a minute, Donald, I don't think that's such a good idea," he would come flying back at you, which is fine. I think that many of the things that he has done have been right on the money. You can't argue the statistics when you look at the economy. I'm not going to waste our time and go through them all, but, you know, every full employment, everybody's working, all of the various ethnicities are employed at higher rates than have historically been recorded. And internationally, I think most Americans find his sort of in-your-face to Germany and China and the rest of the world very much the way America should be going. And I think that I'm very impressed with what he's done. He just... it's the way he does it that leaves me a little.
That's for sure. Now, John, whether it was national politics during the Clinton era or local politics during the Spitzer era, you were on the radio in what seems like an ancient time where politicians were actually held accountable for the things they did in office and the scandals that they were responsible for in office. Now, that era has been replaced by, we can go back 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years and dig up any piece of dirt, any unsubstantiated allegation, and try and drive them out of office for conduct that happened before they were ever elected. We're seeing now this whole thing going on in Virginia with the governor, the lieutenant governor, the attorney general. I'm curious, John, do you think this is a trend which is going to snap back towards any sorts of sensibility, or do you think it's only going to get worse as the media echo chamber gets louder and louder?
I think America has to look itself in the mirror and say, hey, wait a minute, this is absolutely idiotic. I doubt that there is, I include myself in this, and I even include you in this, I doubt that there is a single person in America that hasn't done something in their life that they're not very proud of, that they wish in hindsight had never happened before, and, you know, are moving on to a better place. What you did in high school is, and now that you are an adult, 40 years later or 30 years later, is absolutely the most idiotic thing I've ever seen. And yet these groups seem to just latch on to this sort of thing. Frank, you and I worked together a long time. Mm-hmm. You remember years ago when the Internet was sort of not in its infancy, but it was maturing. And I said so many times before, I don't know what we're going to do with the Internet because there's no sheriff. There's nobody minding the store. There's nobody controlling what's going on. And we are seeing that now, that the Internet has become the elephant in the room that controls virtually everything. The standard media, if you will, and I'm thinking of television and newspapers and radio and the like, anything that has a lot of tweets, a lot of likes, a lot of dislikes is trending this way, trending that way, it gets reported. It is a meaningless event other than the fact that these other media are glomming onto it because they feel, and maybe rightly so, that a significant population is involved in this trending and that they want to be part of it. They don't want to be left to the side. So it's the snowball coming down the hill, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. It's going to crash at the bottom of the hill. Who knows what's going to happen? I also predicted that governments were going to have to get involved with it because, again, it needs some control, and we are seeing that around the world, actually.
In Germany now, yeah.
Yeah, well, Germany, China, I mean, the United States, they're talking about it as well. I don't know how it ends up, but America, it's up to you to do something about it because the politicians and the media will not.
Well, John, always fun catching up with you. How many grandchildren are you up to now? A lot of folks who felt like they know you over the years, always curious about what's happening with you and Wendy and or your boys and their families now. How many grandchildren are we up to?
We're up to three. Yeah. Andrew and Megan, they have working on 3-year-old Jack. They just had a new baby, probably 7 months old. That's Luke. And Andrew's twin brother, Bradley, has a young lady, Grace, who turns 1 year old next week.
Wow. Congratulations, John. Always fun to catch up with you. I'll see you soon, I hope.
Yeah, I hope so, too, Frank. Thanks for the call. Bye, everybody.
Thank you. The great John Gambling, you want to comment on any portion of our discussion? Donald Trump, Florida, whatever else, the politics of going back 40, 50 years to find something that somebody did wrong. 877-970-2999 or Wolfgate. We're taking your calls on Wolfgate. 877-970-2999. This is Frank Morano sitting in for Joe Piscopo. Well, here's Al Gattulo with the news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
32 degrees at 842. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Families are frustrated after getting kicked out of their Brooklyn home. The city has determined that an apartment building on Grand Street in Williamsburg is structurally unsafe. The Department of Buildings forced everyone to evacuate the apartments, with the tenants leaving their stuff inside. Contractors say it's too unsafe to let anyone back in to get their belongings. Crews expected to tear down the structure within the week. The property owner claims he's been trying to renovate the building to get it back up to snuff. A Morris County man is dead after being hit by two different cars after getting out of his car on Interstate 78 in Newark. Officials say that Booton resident Dominic DeNegri reportedly left his vehicle early yesterday while in an active lane of traffic. DeNegri was then struck twice by two cars that both fled after hitting him. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Police are still trying to figure out why he got out of his vehicle in the first place. In sports, well, the hockey locals won. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duham's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Problems continue. Cross Bronx westbound. All lanes closed at Webster Ave. This is an ongoing accident investigation involving a fatality. The accident happened overnight. The eastbound Cross Bronx still very busy out through that stretch with ongoing rubbernecking delays. Inbound side of the GWB looks like about a 40-minute delay to the upper, about 25 to the lower. Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be 35 in. Holland still about 20. Some stop-and-go traffic as well on 89. 95 express lanes northbound, getting up in toward Leonia, approaching the GWB. That's another serious accident being worked on. And we're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic on the Belt westbound, right into Cross Bay Boulevard. That's an accident as well. Watch out for some slowdowns on the LIE West out through South Oyster Bay Road. Southbound Thruway slowing down at the Tap and the Palisades Parkway South. In Stony Point, a collision cleared. Clouds today, high of 39. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Farmers Insurance. From a car landing on a roof to a car landing in a pool, we've covered it. At Farmers Insurance, the more you know, the better you can plan for what's ahead. Get smarter about your insurance at Farmers.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo here. Have you ordered your Shari's Berries yet? What are you waiting for? Valentine's Day is this week. All right, I'm going to give you a little help here for that special someone in your life with a romantic trivia question. And if you're the first caller to answer it correctly at 877-970-2999, you will get a gift code for $50 for Shari's Berries. How cool is that? Here's today's trivia question that was not written by Al Gattulo. If you're quick to show your feelings, where do you wear your heart? If you're quick to show your feelings, where do you wear your heart? On your chest? On your sleeve? On your leg? Be the first caller at 877-970-2999 to correctly answer the question and win a gift code for $50 from Shari's Berries. If you didn't win today, we'll be giving away another gift code on Tuesday, tomorrow. Complete contest rules are available on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions are posted at www.textrules.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply.
There's a mute button on your cell and one on your TV remote. Don't you wish there was one on your partner's snoring too? Thankfully, now there is. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device that increases airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways. You'll get more air through your nose, so you'll breathe less through your mouth, which is often the cause of snoring. And thanks to Mute, less snoring means more sleep for me.
Hit the Mute button on your partner's snoring. Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid and other fine stores. To get a valuable coupon, text the word MUTE to 246810. Text MUTE to 246810. For more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better.
Very apropos that this follows a commercial for snoring, because I recently learned about a year and a half ago that I'm a snorer. I didn't know this until my fiancé secretly recorded me in my sleep snoring. And sure enough, I am a snorer.
That's not good.
No. And so sometimes, and when I sleep on my side, I don't snore. But there are certain factors that lead you to snore more. And we can do a whole separate snoring segment. But I will tell you, one of the things that does reduce my snoring is when I sleep on a MyPillow. And whether if you sleep on a MyPillow and you have fibromyalgia, if you have aches and pains when you sleep, or if you just need a more comfortable pillow so you can get to sleep easier and stay asleep longer, you've got to think about the MyPillow. And if you already have a MyPillow, by the way, we already have a winner. So if you're calling to answer the trivia question, no need to continue calling. If you want to call and talk about other things, you're welcome to do so. But if you need a MyPillow, that's where the MyPillow 4-pack special comes in, because you're going to get 50% off two regular premium size MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Those are your great pillows if you're going on an airplane or on a cruise ship or wherever else, or on a bus. 50% off this MyPillow Mike's 4-pack special. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code AM970. That's promo code AM970. 70. You can also call 800-246-8751.
Everybody knows this guy. Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show. Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970.
Yes. That is my slowing down.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
All right, 848. This is the Piscopo in the Morning show. A lot of folks asking, where in the world is Joe Piscopo? A question that people used to ask about me for many, many years.
Yes!
Ow.
Well, he works with Ron and Curtis on a show that's in the morning. He's a friendly, helpful fellow who lives in Staten Island. He's an honest politician, but now he's lost in Yonkers. Tell me, where in the world is Mr. Frank Morano?
So a lot of folks wonder where I am from time to time. And over the weekend, I was in Florida, right? So we had tickets, my fiancé and I. We flew down there, flew back. We had tickets.
Did you have to say we had tickets?
Well, yes, I did. Yes, let me explain. Why? Let me explain to you why. So yesterday, as we go to the front door of the front desk to print out our boarding passes.
Okay. They asked, the airport.
Yeah. No. The front desk of the hotel at this Disney property we were staying at. They let you go down there.
And they have a kiosk. No.
The lady does it for you.
Nice.
You know,
okay.
So very helpful at Disney. As critical as I am of Disney, you can't say that the service relations are anything but top notch. Right. So this helpful lady, Kristen, says, "All right, here you go. You can check in. All right. Do you want to choose your seat assignments? Sure. Okay. And now my fiance really wants us to sit together." So
you don't want to sit together?
No. I'd like to sit together. Mm. But, you know, if the plane goes down, doesn't matter who's sitting where. Right. So
Did you tell her that?
Yes. So.
OK.
So
this
anyway,
some marriage.
Exactly. Exactly.
Go ahead.
So anyway, there are only two seats left to select to sit together. But to select them, they're seats that what JetBlue refers to as extra legroom seats that require you to pay an
$30.
Mm. So now, in order for us to sit together for the privilege of taking the flight that we already have tickets for, we'd have to pay another $30
per seat.
Yes,
so $60.
Yes,
yeah, that's how they nickel and dime the airline.
It's insane.
I know.
This is exactly why I hate flying. Is you're treated awfully, like cattle. And
everyone,
just,
unless you're in first class, you're treated like you're in steerage.
Exactly.
That's essentially
how
it is.
I don't mind paying. You know, just charge me $30 more when I buy the ticket. Not $30 for the privilege of going home when I have to be at work the next day.
It's the dumbest thing.
It's crazy.
It really is.
877-970-2999.
All to make the airlines more money. And by the way, they're going to shrink seats again so that you can fit more seats. So you have even less legroom.
It's terrible.
It's ridiculous.
Let me say hello to John in Queens. John, what's on your mind?
Frank, I think that Warren has another good option to complete insanity.
An insanity defense for Warner Wolf. That would be quite interesting. If Warner were to plead insanity, I have a feeling that howl would go unanswered. Very quickly, Ralph in New Brunswick, and then we got to get to Debbie Duhame in traffic. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello, Ralph.
Come on, Ralph.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call, Frankie. And, you know, you should have been employed, you know, a day extra because it's very cold in the Northeast now.
Fair enough.
And the snow's coming down. But, you know, I want to talk about the situation in Virginia. My huge disappointment there is over the fact that Ken Cuccinelli has not been elected. We never had the chance to vote for him again because, you know, Gillespie really was,
see, that's the thing, Ralph. Thanks, Ralph. And that's the thing. If you want to vote for Ken Cuccinelli in 2021, he has every opportunity to run again because they have a one-term limit. So, you know, I like Ken Cuccinelli. He should run. All right. Debbie Duhame, I just got an email from Debbie that says her connection was lost. Debbie, do we have you back? Has your connection been restored? No. Understandable. Okay. You know what? Trust me when I tell you the traffic is bad. So take caution
out
there.
She's sending a report, but I'm not going to be able to put it up in
time. Allow extra time. All right. We'll be back with your calls next, 877-970-2999. And don't look now, but there may be snow on the way. How much? We'll find out from Joe Lundberg. Back shortly.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code THEANSWER.
If you're planning a wedding or engagement party, a corporate event, birthday or anniversary party, bar or bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be wowed. Let Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. She has beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations throughout the metro area. Fran's yachts are fully insured and Coast Guard certified. Celebrate Valentine's Day this Thursday with Fran and Captain Fred. For just $180 per person, you'll enjoy a gourmet 4-course sit-down dinner and luscious dessert, 2 drinks from the state-of-the-art bar, complimentary champagne toast, and a welcome aboard signature Valentine's drink. Cash bar for any additional drinks and unlimited soft drinks. Crews will board from Pier 81 at West 41st Street on the West Side Highway at 6:30 p.m. and sails from 7 to 11 p.m. DJ and dancing and spectacular views of the Manhattan skyline and Statue of Liberty. This Valentine's Day, add that extra touch of class. For reservations and information, call 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231. Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo in the morning. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks to Frankie Five Boroughs and Al and Debbie for holding down the fort. Ah, you know what I miss most of all? Irritating Big Al. It's what I live for.
It's right. And, well, we got a lot of weather going on here at 8:55 here on the Joe Piscopo Show. Al Gattullo, Frank Morano sitting in for Joe, who is in Beverly Hills. He'll be back tomorrow with us live. But, Joe, we got some crazy weather last night, a little bit of snow, but we've got some more snow and rain on the way, right?
Yeah, it's a complicated system that's just going to take its sweet time doing its dirty work. But it, you know, it looks like by daybreak tomorrow, snow will be falling throughout the city and environs. And then with time, it goes over to sleet and rain in the city and across Long Island and along the coastal areas. That changeover is going to take longer across the interior. The farther north and west you go, the longer the snow and sleet can hang on, even into tomorrow night before mixing with freezing rain and ending as some rain and drizzle. But everybody's going to get an accumulation of snow. We're thinking 1 to 3 inches in the city, 3 to 6 inches in the northern and northwest suburbs when all is said and done sometime tomorrow night.
And when are we talking about the snow starting, Joe? Because I've heard reports like 10, 11 o'clock tonight, maybe sometime into the early morning hours. For my commute, I'm looking more for...
I think it's after midnight, by and large. Okay. The farther southwest you go, the earlier it'll get in. I mean, it's snowing in Wilmington, Delaware right now, just to south of Philadelphia. Oh, wow. There's some snow. But I think that that's just moving almost generally due west to east, and it's going to take a while for that to start moving in our direction. But by midnight or shortly thereafter, some light snow will begin to fall, at least in the southwest suburbs, but definitely into the city long before daybreak. So the morning commute is going to be compromised, without question.
And will the evening commute be just as bad?
I don't think the evening commute is as bad. I think by then temperatures are well up into the 30s in the city, so most of the main arteries should be wet at that point in time. But as you go farther north and west, you get out beyond 287, and I think that those areas are still going to be pretty slippery for a time.
All right. Sounds good. Joe Lundberg, thanks so much.
All right. You're welcome.
All right. Stay warm, everybody. That's the lesson. Happy to take your calls as we talk about any number of subjects that we've covered this morning, including the shocking arrest of our friend Warner Wolf. 877-970-2999. Let's say hello to Frank in New Jersey. Hello, Frank.
What's up, Frank? How are you? Frank, you got to get a liberal judge and then plead TDS. Trump derangement syndrome.
That's not bad, actually. That's not bad. That's pretty good. Worth a shot. 877-970-2999. Phil in Westchester, what's on your mind?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello, Phil.
Yes. Is this Frank?
Hang on, let me check. He got Gattullo'd.
Pay attention when he says hello. I don't understand this. There's an audible beep when the phone call kicks in.
And I said hello, Phil, as well.
Right.
Let's try this. Roberta in Staten Island. Hello, Roberta.
Hey. Great show as usual.
Thank you.
Yeah, and there's a couple of them that were just married 50 years were killed during this hospital.
It looks like Roberta will also be a victim of
She didn't. She got Gattullo because of her phone. That's not for me.
Does she get a sound effect for that?
No, she doesn't.
No? All right. All right. Well, if you think you have what it takes to join the few, the proud, the callers who don't get Gattullo'd, call us at 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. Hey, don't look now, but the El Chapo trial Deliberations are resuming today. I'll give you an update on that. The government could shut down in a mere 5 days. We'll give you an update on that. The Lieutenant Governor of Virginia may be impeached. We'll be happy to take your calls on that. 877-970-2999. The president is going off to El Paso. We'll give you the latest. This is Frank Moreno sitting in for Joe Piscopo. Here's Al Gattulo with the news.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.